Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise belongs to God, whose decree none may avert, and whose gift none may prevent. No fashioner's fashioning is like his fashioning, and he is the generous, the all-embracing. He brought forth the varieties of unprecedented creatures and perfected through his wisdom all he had fashioned. Hidden not from him are harbingers, nor lost with him are deposits. He repays every fashioner, feathers the nest of all who are content, and has mercy upon all those who humble themselves. He sends down benefits in all, in the all-encompassing book in radiant light. He hears supplication, averts affliction, raises up in degrees, and knocks down tyrants. For there is no God other than He. Nothing is equal to Him. Like Him there is not, and He is the hearing, the seeing, the subtle, the aware, and He is powerful over all things. O God, I make You my quest, and bear witness to Your Lordship, acknowledging that You are to my Lord, and to You is my return. You originated me by Your blessing, before I was a thing remembered. You created me from dust, then gave me a place in the loins of my fathers, secure from uncertainty of fate and the vagaries of the ages and the years. I remained a traveler from loin to womb, in a time immemorial of past days and bygone centuries. In Your tenderness, bounty, and goodness toward me, You didst not send me out into the empire of the leaders of disbelief, those who broke Your covenant and cried lies to Your messengers. Rather, You sent me out to that guidance which had been foreordained for me, the way which You made easy for me, and in which You nurtured me, and before You were kind to me, through Your gracious fashioning and abundant blessing. You originated my creation from a sperm drop spilled, and made me to dwell in a threefold womb among flesh, blood, and skin. You gave me not to witness my creation, nor didst You entrust me with anything of my own affair. Then You sent me out into the world for the guidance that had been foreordained for me, complete and unimpaired. You watched over me in the cradle as an infant boy, provide me with food, wholesome milk, and turn the hearts of the nursemaids toward me. You entrusted my upbringing to compassionate mothers, guarded me from the calamities brought by the jinn, and kept me secure from excess and lack. High are You, O merciful, O compassionate. Then when I began to utter speech, You completed for me Your abundant blessings. You nurtured me more and more each year, until when my nature was perfected and my strength balanced, You made Your argument incumbent upon me by inspiring me with knowledge of You, awing me with the marvels of Your wisdom, awakening me to the wonders of Your creation, which You had multiplied in Your heaven and Your earth, and instructing me in Your thanks and remembrance. You made incumbent upon me Your obedience and worship, made me to understand what Your messengers had brought, and made easy for me the acceptance of Your good pleasure. You were gracious to me in all of this through Your succor and kindness. Then, since You created me from the best soil, you were not satisfied, my God, that I should have one blessing without another. You provided me with varieties of sustenance and kinds of garments, and Your tremendous, most tremendous graciousness to me, and Your eternal goodness towards me. So which of your blessings, my God, can I enumerate by counting and mentioning? For which of your gifts am I able to give thanks, since they, O Lord, are more than reckoners can count? I to you, or from giving me success in that which you would bring me close to you. For if I prayed to you, you answered. If I asked of you, you gave. If I obeyed you, you showed your gratitude. And if I thanked you, you gave me more. All of that was to perfect your blessings upon me and your goodness toward me. So glory be to you, glory be to you, who are producer and reproducer. Laudable, glorious, holy are your names and tremendous your bounties. So which of your blessings, my God, can I enumerate by counting and mentioning? For which of your gifts am I able to give thanks, since they, O Lord, are more than reckoners can count, or those who entrust to memory can attain by knowledge? But the affliction and hardship, O God, that you turned and averted from me is more than the health and happiness that came to me. And I witness, my God, by the truth of my faith, the knotted resolution of my satanity, my pure and adulterated profession of unity, the hidden inwardness of my consciousness, the places to which the streams of light of my eyes are attached, the lines of my forehead surface, the openings for my breath, channels, the parts of my nose's soft point, the paths of my ears' canals, what my lips close upon and compress, the movements of my tongue in speaking, the joint at the back of my mouth and jaw, the sockets of my malar teeth, the place where I swallow my food and drink, that which bears my brain, the hollow passages of my neck's fibers, that which is contained in my breast's cavity, the carriers of my aorta, the places where my heart's curtain is attached, the small pieces of flesh around my liver, that which the ribs of my sides encompass, the sockets of my joints, the contraction of my members, the tips of my fingers, my flesh, my blood, my hair, my skin, my nerves, my windpipe, my bones, my brain, my veins, and all of my members. What was knitted upon them in the days when I was a suckling baby? What the earth has taken away from me, my sleep, my waking, my being still, and the movements of my bowing and prostrating, that had I taken pains and I had striven for the duration of the epoch, and ages were my life to be attended through them to deliver thanks for one of your blessings. I would not have been able to do so except by your grace, which alone makes incumbent upon me never-ending and never-renewed gratitude to you, and fresh and ever-present praise. Indeed, and were I and the reckoners among your creatures ever so eager to calculate the extent of your bestowal of blessings, whether past or approaching, we would fail to encompass it through numbers or to calculate it in boundaries. Never, how could it ever be done? For you announced in your eloquent book and truthful tidings, and if you count God's blessings, you will never number it. Your book, O God, your message has spoken the truth, and your prophets and messengers delivered your revelation that you had set down upon them, and the religion that you had promulgated for them and through them. And I witnessed my God, by my effort, my diligence, and the extent of my obedience and my capacity. And I say, as a believer possessing certainty, praise belongs to God, who has not taken to him a son that he might have an heir, and who has not had an associate in his dominion who might oppose him in what he creates, nor any protector out of humbleness, who would aid him in what he fashions. So glory to be him, glory to be him. Why were there gods in earth and heaven other than God? They would surely go to ruin and be rent. Glory to be God, the unique, the one, the everlasting refuge, who has not begotten, nor has he been begotten, and equal to him there is none. Praise belongs to God. Praise equal to the praise of the angels stationed near to him, and the prophets set by him. And God bless his elect, Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his virtuous, pure, and sincere household, and give them peace. Then he began to supplicate. He occupied himself with prayer as tears ran from his blessed eyes. Then he said, O God, cause me to fear you as if I were seeing you. Give me felicity through piety toward you. Make me not wretched by disobedience toward you. Choose the best for me by your decree, Qadhat, and bless me by your determination, Qadhat. I may love not hastening of what you have delayed, nor the delaying of what you have hastened. O God, appoint for me sufficiency in my soul, certainty in my heart, sincerity in my action, light in my eyes, and insight in my religion. Give me enjoyment of my bodily members. Make my hearing and my seeing two inheritors. Help me against him who wrongs me. Show me in him my revenge and my desires, and console thereby my eyes. O God, remove my affliction. Reveal my defects. Forgive my offense. Drive away my Satan, dissolve my debt, and give me, my God, the highest degree in the world to come and in this world. O God, to you belongs the praise, just as you created me and made me to hear and to see. And to you belongs the praise, just as you created me and made me a creature unimpaired as a mercy to me, while you had no need of my creation. My Lord, since you created me and then made me and then made straight my nature, my Lord, since you caused me to grow and made my good shape, my Lord, since you did this good to me and gave me well-being in my soul, my Lord, since you preserved me and gave me success, my Lord, since you blessed me and then guided me, my Lord, since you chose me and gave me of every good, my Lord, since you gave me to eat and drink, my Lord, since you enriched me and contented me, my Lord, since you aided me and exalted me, my Lord, since you clothed me with your pure covering and smoothed the way for me by your sufficient fashioning, bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad. Aid me against the misfortunes of time and the calamities of days and nights. Deliver me from the terrors of this world and the torments of the world to come, and spare me from the evil of that which the evildoers do in the earth. O God, as for what I fear, spare me from it. And as for what I seek to avoid, guard me against it. In my soul and my religion, watch over me. In my traveling, protect me. In my family and my property, appoint for me a successor in what you have provided for me. Bless me. In my soul, humble me. In the eyes of men, magnify me from the evil of jinn, and then preserve me. For my sins, disgrace me not. For my inward secret, shame me not. For my actions, try me not. Of your blessings, deprive me not. And to other than you, entrust me not. My God, to whom would you entrust me? To a relative, he would cut me off. Or to a stranger, he would look at me with displeasure. Or to those who act toward me with arrogance. But you are my Lord and the sovereign over my affair. I would complain to you of my exile and the remoteness of my abode, and that he whom you have made severe over me and despises me. My God, so cause not your wrath to alight upon me. If you become not wrathful with me, I will have no care. Glory be to you, but your protection is more embracing. So I ask you, O Lord, by the light of your face, by which the earth and the heavens are illuminated, shadows are removed, and the affairs of the ancient and the later folks are set aright. Not to cause me to die when your wrath is upon me, nor to send down upon me your anger. The pleasure is yours. The pleasure is yours to be satisfied with me before that. There is no God but you, Lord of the holy land, the sacred monument, and the ancient house, upon which you caused blessing to descend, and which you made a sanctuary for mankind. O he who pardons the greatest sins by his clemency, O he who lavishes blessings by his bounty, O he who gives abundance by his generosity, O sustenance to me in my adversity, O companion to me in my solitude, O aid to me in my affliction, O benefactor to me in my blessing. O my God and God of my fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord of Gabriel, Michael, and Israfil, Lord of Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the chosen ones, revealer of the Torah, the gospel, dawns, and the criterion, and sender down of Kahaya, Ayn, Ta, Tahaya, Teen, and the wise Quran. You are my cave of refuge when the roads for all their amplitude constrict me, and the land for all its breadth is straight for me. If not for your mercy, I would have been among the perishing, and you enrolled me, my slip. If not for your covering me, I would have been among the disgraced, and you confirmed me with help against my enemies. And if not for your helping me, I would have been among those overcome. O he who appropriated loftiness and exaltation to himself, so his friends, awliya, are mighty through his might. O he whom kings place the yoke of abasement around their necks, for they fear his overwhelming power. He knows the treachery of the eyes and what the breezes conceal, and the unseen brought by time and fate. O he about whom none knows how he is but he. O he about whom none knows what he is but he. O he whom none knows but he. O he who squeezed the earth, the array onto the water, and held back the air into the sky. O he to whom belongs the noblest names. O he whom none knows but he. O he who squeezed the earth onto the water, and held back the air with the sky. O he to whom being the noblest names. O he who possesses kindness, which will never be cut off. O he who assigned the cavalcade to Joseph in the barren land, brought him out of the well and made him a king after slavery. O he who returned him to Jacob after his eyes were whitened with sorrow that he was depressing. O he who removed affliction and tribulation from Job and restrained Abraham's hand from the sacrifice of his son after he had reached old age and his life had passed by. O he who answered the prayer of Zechariah and bestowed upon him John, not leaving him childless and alone. O he who brought Jonah out from the stomach of the fish. O he who prepared the sea for the children of Israel, then saved them and found Pharaoh and his hosts. O he who sends wind heralding his mercy. O he who does not hurry to act against those of his creatures who disobey him. O he who rescued the sorcerers after their long denial. They had early benefited from his blessing, eating his provision and worshipping other than him. They had opposed, denied, and cried lies to his messengers. O God, O God, O beginner, O creator, with no compeer. O everlasting, who has no end. O living, when nothing was alive. O quickener of the dead. O he who is aware of the deserts of every soul. O he towards whom my gratitude was little, yet he deprived me not. My transgression was great, yet he disgraced me not. He saw me committing acts of disobedience, yet he made me not notorious. O he who watched over me in childhood. O he who provided for me in my adulthood. O he who favors toward me cannot be reckoned, and though whose blessings cannot be repaid. O he who has confronted with me the good and the fair, and I have confronted him with evil and disobedience in return. O he who led me to faith before I had come to know gratitude for his gracious bestowal. O he upon whom I called when I was sick, and he healed me when naked, and he clothed me when hungry, and he satisfied me when thirsty, and he gave me to drink when abased, and he exalted me when ignorant, and he gave me knowledge when alone, and he increased my number when away, and he returned me when empty-handed, and he enriched me when in need of help, and he helped me, and when rich, and he took not from me. I refrained from calling upon you in all of that, and you called me to begin to call. Yours are the praise and the gratitude. O he who overlooked my slip, relieved my distress, heard my prayer, covered my defects, forgave my sins, cause me to reach my desire, and help me against my enemy. If I were to count your blessings, favors, and gentle acts of kindness, I would not be able to reckon them. O my protector, you are he who was gracious. You are he who was blessed. You are he who worked good. You are he who was kind. You are he who was bounteous. You are he who perfected. You are he who provided. You are he who gave success. You are he who bestowed. You are he who enriched. You are he who contented. You are he who sheltered. You are he who sufficed. You are he who guided. You are he who preserved from sin. You are he who covered my sins. You are he who forgave. You are he who overlooked. You are he who established in the earth. You are he who exalted. You are he who aided. You are he who supported. You are he who confirmed. You are he who helps. You are he who heals. You are he who gave well-being. You are he who honored. Blessed are you and high exalted. So yours is the praise everlasting, and yours is the gratitude enduringly and forever. Then I, my God, confess my sins, so forgive me for them. I am who did it. He who did evil, I am he who made mistakes. I am who purposed to sin. I am he who was ignorant. I am he who was heedless. I am he who was negligent. I am he who relied upon other than you. I am he who premeditated. I am he who promised. I am he who went back on his word. I am he who confessed my sins. And I am he who acknowledged your blessings upon me and with me and then returned to my sins. So forgive me for them, O he who is not harmed by the sins of his servants, nor needs he their obedience. He gives success through his aid and his mercy to whomsoever of them works righteousness. So praise belongs to you, my God and my Lord. My God, you commanded me and I disobeyed you, and you forbade me and I committed what you had forbidden. He gives success through his aid and his mercy to whomsoever of them works righteousness. So praise belongs to you, O God, my God and my Lord, my God, and you commanded me, and I disobeyed you, and you forbade me, and I committed what you had forbidden. I became such that I neither possessed any of guiltlessness that I might ask for forgiveness, nor any power that I might be helped. Then by what means shall I turn toward you, O my protector? What, by my ears, or my eyes, or my tongue, or my hands, or my leg? Are not all of them your blessings given to me? And with all of them I disobey you. O my protector, yours is the argument and the means against me. O he who veiled me my sins from my fathers and mothers, lest they drive me away from relatives and brothers, lest they rebuke me from kings, lest they punish me. If they had seen, O my protector, what you had seen from me, they would have not given me respite. They would have abandoned me and cut me off. So here I am, O my God, before you, O Lord, humbled, abased, constrained, despised, neither possessing guiltlessness that I might ask for forgiveness, nor possessing power that I might be helped. There is no argument with which I might argue, nor can I say I committed not sins, and worked not evil. In denial, were I to deny my protector, could hardly profit me. How could it ever do that? For all my members are witness against me. For what I have done, and I acted with certainty, and without any doubt that you will ask me about great affairs, and you are the equitable judge who does no wrong. Your justice is deadly for me, and I flee from your every just act. If you chastise me, O my God, it is for my sins after your argument against me, and if you pardon me, it is by your clemency, generosity, and kindness. There is no God but you. Glory to thee. Glory to you. Glory to you be to you. I truly to you. Truly I am one of the wrongdoers. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of those who pray for forgiveness. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of those who profess your unity. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of the fearful. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. And you, I truly, I am one of those who are afraid. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of the hopeful. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of those who yearn. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of those who say, there is no God but you. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of the petitioners. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of the glorifiers. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Truly I am one of those who magnify. There is no God but you. Glory be to you, my Lord, and the Lord of my fathers, the ancients. My God, this is my praise of you, exalting your majesty. My sincerity in remembering you by professing your unity, and my acknowledgement of your bounties by enumeration. Even tough, I acknowledge that I cannot reckon them for their multitude, their abundance, their manifest, and their existence from ancient times until a present in which you have never ceased to care for me. Through them, from when you created me and brought me into existence in the beginning of my life by enriching from poverty, relieving affliction, bringing ease, removing hardship, dispelling distress, and giving me well-being in body and soundness in religion, were all the world's inhabitants, both the ancient and later folks, to assist me in attempting to mention your blessing. I would not be able, nor would they, to do so. Holy are you, and high exalted, a generous, mighty, merciful Lord. Your bounties cannot be reckoned, nor your praise accomplished, nor your blessings repaid. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad. Complete your blessings upon us and aid us in your obedience. Glory be to you, there is no God but you. O God, truly you hear the destitute. Remove the evil, succor the afflicted, heal the sick, enrich the poor, mend the broken, have mercy upon the young and old. There is no support other than you, and none powerful over you, and you are the sublime, the great. O freer of the prisoners in irons, O provider of the infant child, O protection of the frightened refuge, O he who has no associate and no assistant. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and give me this evening the best of what you have given to and bestowed upon any of your servants, whether a blessing you assign, a bounty you renew, a trial you avert, an affliction you remove, a prayer you hear, a good deed you accept, or an evil deed you overlook. Truly you are gracious, aware of what you wilt, and powerful over all things. O God, truly you are the nearest of those who are called, the swiftest of those who answer, the most generous of those who pardon, the most open-handed of those who give, and the most hearing of those who are asked of. O merciful and compassionate in this world and the next, like you none is asked of, and none, and other than you none is hoped for. I prayed to you and you answered me. I asked of you and you gave me. I set you as my quest and you had mercy upon me. I depended upon you and you delivered me. I took refuge with you and you sufficed me. O God, so bless Muhammad, your servant, messenger, and prophet, and his good and your household, all of them, and complete your blessings upon us. Gladden us with your gift and inscribe us as those who thank you and remember your bounties. Ameen, ameen. O Lord of all beings, O God, O He who owned, and then was all-powerful, was all-powerful, and then subjected, was disobeyed, and then revealed the sin of disobedience, and was praying forgiveness, and then forgave, O goal of yearning seekers, and utmost wish of the hopeful. He who encompasses everything in knowledge and embraces those who seek pardon in tenderness, mercy, and clemency. O God, truly we turn towards you this evening, which you honored and glorified through Muhammad, your prophet and the messenger, the elect of your creation, the faithful guardian of your revelation, which bears good tidings and warning, and which is the light-giving lamp which you gave to those who submit, the Muslims, and appointed as a mercy to the world's inhabitants. O God, so bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, just as Muhammad is worthy of that from you, O Sublime. O bless him and his elect, good and pure households, all of them, and encompass us in your pardon, for you to cry voices in diverse languages. So appoint for us a shaykh of this evening, O God, of every good which you divide among your servants, every light by which you guide, every mercy by which you spread, every blessing which you send down, every well-being which you cloth, and every provision which you outspread, O most merciful of the merciful. O most merciful of the merciful, O God, transform us now into men, successful, triumphant, pious, and prosperous. Set us not among those who despair. Empty us not of your mercy. Deprive us not of that bounty of yours for which we hope. And set us not among those deprived of your mercy, nor those who despair of the bounty of your gift for which we hope. Reject us not with the disappointed, nor those driving from your door. O most magnanimous of the most magnanimous, O most generous of the most generous, toward you we have turned, having sure faith, repairing to and bound for your sacred house. So help us with our holy rites, perfect us for our pilgrimage, pardon us and give us well-being. For we have extended toward you our hands, and they are branded with the abasement of confession. O God, so give us this evening what we have asked of you, and suffice us in that in which we have prayed you to suffice us. For there is none to suffice us except apart from you, and we have no Lord other than you. Put into effect concerning us is your decision, encompassing us is your knowledge, and just for us is your decree. Decree for us the good, and place us among the people of the good. O God, make incumbent upon us through your magnanimity the mightiest wage, the most generous treasure, and the lastingness of ease. Forgive us our sins, all of them. Destroy us not with those who perish. And turn not your tenderness and mercy away from us. O most merciful of the merciful, O God, place us in this hour among those who ask of you and to whom you gave, who thank you and whom you increased, who turn to you in repentance and whom you accepted and who renounced all of their sins before you and whom you forgave. O Lord of majesty and splendor, O God, purify us, show us the right way, and accept our entreaty. O best of those from whom is asked, and O most merciful of those whose mercy is sought, O He from whom is not hidden the eyelids winking, the eyes glancing, that which rests in the concealed, and that which is enfolded in hairs, hidden in secrets. Has not all of that been reckoned in your knowledge and embraced by your clemency? Glory be to you, and high indeed are you, exalted above what the evildoers say. The seven heavens and the earth and all that there is therein praise you, and there is not a thing but hymns your praise. So yours is the praise, the glory, the exaltation of majesty, O Lord of majesty and splendor, of bounty and blessing and of great favor, and you are the magnanimous, the generous, the tender, the compassionate. O God, give me ampli of your lawful provision. Bestow upon me well-being in my body and my religion. Make me safe from fear and deliver me from the fire. O God, devise not against me. Lead me not on step by step. Trick me not, and avert from me the evil of the ungodly among jinn and men. Then he lifted his head and eyes toward the sky. Tears were flowing from his blessed eyes as if they were two water skins. And he said in a loud voice, O most hearing of those who hear, O most seeing of those who behold, O swiftest of reckoners, O most merciful of the merciful, bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, the chief, the fortunate. And I ask of you, my God, my need, if you grant it to me, what you hold back from me will cause me no harm. And if you hold it back from me, what you grant me will not profit me. I ask you to deliver me from the fire. There is no God but you alone. You have no associate. Yours is the dominion and yours is the praise. And you are powerful over everything. Then he said, O my Lord, over and over, those who had been gathered around him, who had listened to his prayer and who had limited themselves to it, saying Ameen, raised their voices in weeping. They all stayed in his company until the sun went down, and then all of them loaded their mounts and set out in the direction of the sacred monument.